What is faith? What does it mean to believe? Is it possible to have faith and be accepted in our society of so-called enlightened people? Is it possible that faith in God and the Bible will bring to you the answers to the needs in your life? Is your philosophy, if I can see it, I'll believe it? Or do you actually take things by faith? Do you require an understanding of the workings of all things before you will use them or put them into practice in your life? If your answer is yes, if so, let me ask you a question. Do you have to understand the process of digestion and assimilation in your body in every detail before you will partake of food? You take your body processes by faith and probably do not really understand how it all works. I certainly don't. If the doctor says take this pill 4 times a day, we do it. How can we swallow a tiny pill and it takes away pain in various places in our body? When you carefully examine the position that you will never accept anything unless you can see it and understand it, you will realize that it is not viable. Day by day, you are exercising faith. Do you understand the detailed working of a computer? I don't know how a little box, a hard drive, can store billions of letters, and there's colors, pictures, audio, etc., etc. Where do they put everything on that little thin CD? I would really like to know myself. And yet, when I switch on the computer and printer, it works. I don't understand it all, but I use it virtually every day. Is it a sign of weakness for a person to live by faith, to have absolute trust in Almighty God? No. Does a man or a woman who trusts the Bible as the Word of God live a life that is not rational? Absolutely not. Wherein does God enter the sphere of your life? What part does the Bible have in the busy society in which we live? Is the Bible relevant today, or must we grope about as best we can to try and find something that will satisfy? It is my desire to acquaint you with the living Almighty God through His revealed will as found in the pages of the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. To accomplish this, we will study the Bible book of Hebrews, which is filled with truth for our lives today. Chapter 11 in the Bible book of Hebrews is known as the faith chapter. That is, it defines and illustrates just what faith is and what faith should mean in our lives and in our relationship to God. Is it really necessary to have faith? In Hebrews 11, verse 6, we read, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." What is the difference between faith and belief? Most people say that they believe in God and even believe that Jesus lived here on earth about 2,000 years ago. This you believe, but it has not changed your life. You still are not certain your sins have been forgiven. You are still not certain of what happens after death. And you are still not sure that the Bible is the Word of God. Just to believe in God is not sufficient to have a life-changing experience. You must have God's power working actively in your life, and this comes only when you put your faith, your trust, in God and the Messiah and the plan of redemption for sin revealed to us in the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. Now, just what is the difference between faith and belief? To believe is to acknowledge the existence of, the reality of, or to assent to testimony. To have faith is to assent to testimony united with trust. Faith is active. It is an act both of the understanding and of the will. The average person feels that just to say he or she believes in God is sufficient. But this will not give you a right relationship with Almighty God. You must have an active faith or trust which takes the promises of God as given to us in the Bible and applies them to daily living as well as to eternity. Some benefit can come from belief in the historical existence of Jesus. True faith in Jesus as God's Messiah, reliance upon Him for atonement, the forgiveness of sin, will make all of the promises of God a reality in your life. True faith in God and Messiah Jesus will open to you a wonderful new life. Hebrews is one of the books of the New Covenant or Testament, which makes quite clear the relationship of the Jewish priesthood to our lives today. Messiah Jesus is our Jewish high priest today. Messiah Jesus has provided for us, in His death and resurrection, the blood of atonement whereby we may be cleansed of all sin. The atonement is made personal to us as we put our faith in what God has said and what He has done for us in Jesus, the Jewish Messiah. In the first 10 chapters of the book of Hebrews, you will learn what this great redemption can mean in the life of Jews and Gentiles. You will see that the blessings of God are appropriated by faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, we find a definition of faith followed by many examples of men and women of faith in the Holy Scriptures. In verse 1 of this chapter, we read, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Another way to read this verse is, "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, or the title deed of things hoped for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of the reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses." Faith in the Bible as the Word of God to your heart and life will make the Bible truths actual substance and evidence. Faith will make the promises of God a reality in your life. This verse takes in the past, present, and the future. Faith encompasses our entire life as we know it. Faith goes back to the ages past and answers the questions there. Faith in God's inspired word, the Bible, takes care of the questions of the present. Faith in the Holy Scriptures provides understanding for the future and delivers us from the fear of the future and the fear of death. I am certain we have all gotten into our cars on a very dark night and looking ahead, we could see very little. When we turn on the headlights and light floods the darkness, we can see ahead. And so we move forward unafraid. In like manner, faith is the key that turns on the power of the Bible to provide light for our pathway in life now and for life after death in eternity. The psalmist in the Holy Scriptures said in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Thy word," that is God's word, the Bible, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." If you are looking for direction in life, hope and assurance for the future, you will find it in the Bible as you place your absolute faith in the Bible as God's word to you. The Bible is the word of Almighty God to you and to me. I know beyond a shadow of doubt that my sins have been forgiven, and I know I'm going to spend eternity in heaven with God and countless other Bible believers someday. This assurance is real in my life because I trust, I put my faith in God and His word, His promises. And God always keeps His promises to us. Just what does faith in God, faith in His word, faith in Messiah Jesus, and faith in our redemption through Jesus' shed blood of atonement mean to us? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, we read, "Faith is the substance," or, to say it another way, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for. To put your faith in Messiah, to pray to God and ask God to cleanse you of your sins and restore you to fellowship with Him, this is reality. For faith is substance. Faith is the title deed. Do you own any property or have ever owned anything that is legally yours because you hold a deed or title to it? Perhaps, or no doubt, you have a title to a car. You have a piece of paper with writing on it that says you own this car, and a description of the car is given. Faith brings to our hearts and lives just such a title deed. Not only is faith as real as a deed to property or a title to a car, but it is actually evidence to the believing heart. Faith makes the Bible, which is God's written record to us, to be evidence. The Bible is our title deed to our home in heaven. That which we have seen and know personally from the Bible is evidence to us. Faith makes real the desired experience that is promised to us in the Bible by God. The 11th chapter of Hebrews gives us many illustrations of men and women of faith who knew God, trusted Him, and saw God work on their behalf. It also gives illustrations of some who did not trust God. The first illustration is that of Abel. We read in verse 4, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he, being dead, yet speaketh." This verse refers back to the very beginning of the Holy Scriptures, where we are given the account of Adam and Eve and two of their sons, Cain and Abel. Both Cain and Abel offered sacrifices to God. Cain offered the crops which he had grown, but it is apparent from the Bible text that God had not asked for the labors of Cain's and Abel's hands. From the very beginning of the entrance of sin into the world through the disobedience of Adam and Eve, God covered over sin by the shedding of the blood of an animal. It was God's command for people to offer the blood of a specified animal for a sin offering. Cain and Abel knew this. Cain, not having faith in what God required and believing that his own way would be sufficient in the eyes of God, offered the fruit of the ground and the labor of his hands for atonement. Did God accept it and him? No. Abel, in obedience to God by faith in what God said, offered the animal sacrifice. Was Abel accepted? Yes. We read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, that Abel, by his faith in God's plan of redemption, obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of Abel's gifts, that is, the animal slain, the blood of atonement for cleansing. The Spirit of God gave witness to Abel that he was cleansed of sin and righteous in the sight of God. This experience of faith and righteousness can be yours today. By faith, Abel offered unto God that which God commanded. God testifies of his acceptance of Abel's sacrifice. Just to be certain that you understand the offering which Abel gave unto God, let me read Genesis chapter 4, verses 3, 4, and 5. "And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof." This was an animal offering. "And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he," God, "had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, or angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, or angry? And why is thy countenance falling? If thou doest well, or do as I have commanded, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. What did it mean to do well in God's sight? It meant having the animal sacrifice as an offering to God for the cleansing of man's sin. It did not mean trying to please God by living a good life or by good deeds in one's community or society. If you want the peace of God today, you will find it only as you come to God by faith in the Bible, and by faith take Messiah Jesus as your atonement, as the one who was sacrificed in your place, the one who took the punishment of your sins and mine. When you examine God's word and know it is true, then you can place your faith in Jesus as your Messiah and Savior and know forgiveness of your sins. By the exercise of faith, you will not only know the joy of sins forgiven, but you will also be able to have fellowship with God, who hears and answers prayer. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, we read, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Today, ask God to give you faith to believe His word, that you might come to know Messiah Jesus as your Savior from sin. In the Bible book of the Jewish man of God, John, we read in chapter 3, verse 16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In John 5, verse 24, Messiah Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The Jewish man of God, Paul, wrote in Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, Giving thanks unto the Father, God, which made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Then in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3, 4 and 5, 8 and 9, we have this promise from God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively or a living hope by the resurrection of Messiah Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Joy and peace will be yours as you put your faith in the God of Israel's plan for your life in Messiah Jesus. Peace will be yours for today and for all eternity in heaven as you put your faith in God's plan for your life today.